Your next question comes from the line of Mike Lee with ENE News. Your line is live, sir.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for taking our calls. I'd like to follow Sergio's lead now. Okay. And then you mentioned campaign season, political promises. Are you guys at the association worried at all about the influx of new voters that we saw in 2018? I think the statistics I've seen is that the number of voters under 30 tripled, and those folks tend to be more concerned about the environment and climate change than older voters.
Well, we know that the oil and natural gas industry is absolutely committed to climate progress, and we want to help get the message out that no one is investing more in low-carbon technology. Every voter needs to know we share a common goal of a lower emissions future and believe that we can and will achieve both economic and environmental success. I think it's also important to educate voters to know that, you know, no matter how much rhetoric we hear, there is no replacement for all the tremendous good oil and natural gas does for our lives today.
Your next question comes from the line of Kim Bilotto with Oil Patch Radio Show. Your line is live, ma'am.
Thank you. Hi, Todd. We were on the call when API last week on their discussion that they were holding their new campaign for 2020. And in it, they discussed that they stated that they believe that climate change is real. And it's a little different of a take, considering while obviously climate change is an important topic, it's a little unusual to hear an association discuss it in that manner and come out with that kind of discussion. And I'm curious, your position of the association, of your association, if you're going to follow that suit, and I think you kind of are, but is Texas at risk, in your opinion, of, as a result of this, maybe not communicating it in a way that's going to be effective, that's not going to harm the energy industry in more regulation? So, you know, how are you planning on balancing that?
I think Texas is at risk if we don't have a very real, factual-based conversation about our climate, about our environment, and about the progress that needs to be made. I think Texas-based oil and natural gas companies are committed to making climate progress. They're committed to a lower emissions future. They are leading the way in investment in technology. We know that our member companies are champions when it comes to carbon capture and sequestration. They have established leak detection and repair protocols that they are sharing with other companies. Our companies have invested heavily in improved sensors and monitoring overall. We know that refining technologies have made our fuels more than 99% cleaner than they were just a few decades ago. We're extremely proud of the environmental progress and the environmental partnership, actually, that was formed to ensure that the United States oil and natural gas industry, a global energy leader, continues to work collaboratively. So I think we will see results from the environmental partnership that has grown to about 70 companies now, and those results will be a continued reduction in environmental footprints, all while safely and responsibly growing energy production.
Great, thank you. And is there a place that we can get the 70 companies that are committed to this as well?
Yes, well, that's in the environmental partnership. They have a website for that, and we'll get that sent to you.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
It comes from the line of Mike Lee with ENE News.
Hi, Todd. Two follow-up questions. On the property taxes, are you saying, and then following up on the question about climate change, you kind of answered the part of that question in passing. Does the association agree that oil and gas emissions contribute to climate change?
We believe that all emissions contribute to climate change, and we believe
okay.
that our industry is committed to doing our part to make improvements.
Right. And when you say all emissions, that includes oil and gas emissions, including the stuff that comes out of my car and my product.
Every emission, wood that's burned, there's carbon emissions from multiple sources, and to have a real conversation, we need to look at all sources. We need to look at every source of energy that is produced, and look at, have a real conversation about the benefits and the emissions as well.
And do you feel like the oil and gas industry has a leadership role to play in that? And do you feel like you have the industry's emissions contribute a large part to the global emissions problem?
We believe that oil and natural gas has a responsibility to continue to find solutions through innovation and technology so that we can maintain reliable and affordable energy and also have a lower emissions future.
Okay.
And your next question comes from the line of Kai Collier with the Texas Tribune. Your line is live.
Hi there. Thanks for taking our questions. I think Mike already kind of covered a lot of this, but I wanted to ask, when you say the oil and gas industry in Texas is committed to climate progress, what exactly do you mean by that? What solutions are on the table?
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for that question. Once again, our companies are the leaders in developing carbon capture and sequestration and leak detection and repair equipment, improving our sensors and monitoring overall and replacing valves that have lower leaks and emissions. We know that refining technologies continue to focus on improvement there. And so that's where there are tangible areas where our member companies continue to be difference makers and will lead to a lower emissions future.
Okay. This is the first time I've really heard the association acknowledge that man-made climate change is real. Does this mark a, I guess, kind of new position? And if so, was it kind of led by API and national groups?
You know, I'm not going to speak for the other groups because everyone's independent, but I think these comments I'm making today about a lower emissions future are fairly consistent with all my comments in the last few years since this issue has become more of a, you know, front and center.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And at this time, there are no further questions in queue.